Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Craig Ferentino is a registered representative offering securities and advisory services through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. Material discussed is not to be construed as specific investment, tax, or legal advice, and is not a recommendation to buy or sell any securities.
Let's not forget the website, craigjamesfinancial.com. Great info. Also, pre-registering on the site essential for being part of all the great webinars and events. Pretty much, Craig James has it once a week. Mr. Ferentino does. Dow with another loss. That's 6 days in a row, I do believe. 103 at the close. Futures up about 233. So we'll see what today brings, including that of Elon Musk's deal for Dubai Twitter, the $44 billion deal. We got word about an hour ago that it's on hold. So we'll figure that one out. And a very significant day, Mr. Ferentino, as far as how we end this very tough week we're in right now. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Jay. Yes, digesting a lot of this news. Don't know what to make of it at this point. The Twitter, well, let me comment on that in a minute. Let's go into the markets, though. They ended, mixed yesterday. The NASDAQ closed mostly higher. The S&P finished lower. We're starting to see the S&P 500, which is mostly due to Apple, who was down yesterday, was inching towards a technical bear market, down 20% from its all-time high. Getting very close to that. The NASDAQ, though, the tech-heavy NASDAQ also has Apple in it, and that's at 27% for the year to the negative. So we're looking also at European stocks also moving sharply lower yesterday, and inflation remains a concern, elevated for the region. The United States inflation, the numbers came in yesterday, the CPI, it came in a few days ago at 8.3%. We're expecting 8.1%. Consumer price index, producer price index came in at 11%. The expectations were 10.7 yesterday, Jay, and so we were worse than were expected. Certainly below the month before, which was 11.5%, so only dropped 0.5%. Inflation is moving in the right direction, meaning down. However, in sort of a snail's walk versus a hop, skip, and a jump is what the markets were expecting to some extent. So we expect inflation to move lower, gradually, probably over the next, it's going to take about 2 years. So that's a long way from here. And the question is how much can the American consumer handle the inflation to their wallets, because at some point they're going to run out of savings, et cetera. So concerns about that. The formula issue, as we talked yesterday, seemed like last night became even more of an issue. Hard to find formula. And that's a major problem under a different administration. They'd have teams together trying to get that, calling presidents of companies and things like that. We're not seeing any much of that. But hopefully, things just looking very different on the political side. All right, so Elon Musk, let's talk about very, very shocking news. And not that shocking, though, because you and I had discussed, I think his concern is all these fake accounts. You got to realize American opinion, at least we were lectured, American opinion was shaped on, what people were tweeting and how important that is. Look how many people are against you, Jay, the whole idea of the cancel culture. And what he found, and he tweeted this months ago, is Twitter debt, meaning that a lot of these accounts were not real accounts. There were, somebody was just creating this image of how Americans think. And he's looking at that. If he has much less users than he thought, which I think he knew, why would you buy the, at least pay $54.20 for the platform, $54.20 for the platform? So I think as he's doing his due diligence here in the deal, he's realizing that a lot of Twitter, a lot of Twitter's great news, local news, just like what you do, Jay. That's the best part about it. And a lot of Twitter is sadly people who are who you could pay to say, 10,000 tweets on how bad Jay Oliver is. And it's usually on the best. Not always on the negative side, it's never on the positive side. But there are people also doing that on the positive side. You want to pump up a new star or music platform or a new group. You know, all these people tweet, he's got 10,000, 100,000 followers, blah, 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 blah. And they realize that person had 6,000 followers, but it's showing 100,000 followers. A lot of top executives leaving, and that could also be because of he started to see the cockroach is in the closet, Jay. So hopefully he keeps buying it, but he just picks a different number. That's where we are on that. That's what I'm thinking. So other information for today, aside from that Elon Musk news, is really record diesel prices. It's really painful, Jay. I mean, I saw a pump. It was about $7 here on Long Island. That's for diesel fuel. Anybody who's I have a client, business owner, owns several trucks. It's costing him $1,000 every 2 days to fill up his trucks. Very, very sad story there. And it, when it used to be $350, $400. So big, big, big news on that. And that's certainly going to start to eat away at the American, and it's particularly small businesses. And may shut down some trucks. We'll see. Manhattan rent have never been this expensive. We're seeing rents go up. That's the inflation part of it. When you sign a rent, you're in for another year. So whatever you pay, you will pay for the whole year, not just for the month. So if prices come down, you are still stuck at that upper rent. It's the highest recorded. Not sure where all that money's coming from. And the companies, we're talking about the impending shortage. Not so bad. So that's good news there on that side. So a lot going on. Investors need to – we're seeing some positivity in the markets this morning. We'll see if, how long that holds. Dow futures up 226, first time in a long time. S&P futures up 41, and the NASDAQ futures up 1.62%. So we're seeing some positive stuff today. So hopefully that holds for the whole day.
Word of the day, positive. We need it. Boy, I'll tell you, the pumps – it is outrageous, outrageous. Five and change. Got word the other day, 5:30 in Northport. I mean, it's just out of control. Completely out of control. Think about the diesel that Craig mentioned, folks. You know, the farmers, when they're tractors, that's what they use, you see. And they're spending a lot of money to make sure their vehicles are mobile. And that passes on, unfortunately, to the consumer. And, you know, it's a domino effect in every facet of life right now with this stuff. And the sad thing is no end in sight. There is no end in sight. It's a situation as we close in on Memorial Day here. And we told you, gas was, you know, there was a low on the action, a few cents down, but here we go, streamlining towards the busy season. Tough deal.
The worst part, Jay, the worst part is that usually there's a reserve of about 30 million barrels here on the East Coast. I think there's about 30 million gallons. Now there's about 10 million. It's the lowest it's been, which means that it's a three-day supply of diesel. Let's see how, maybe you'll hear it first on Jay's show, but three-day supply of diesel. Some hiccup in that supply chain, let's say a hurricane or something like that. Next thing you know, we could be out of diesel for a couple of days there. So it has nothing to do with, by the way, it has nothing to do with Europe or anything like that. So it has to do with having been finally shut for so long last year during COVID. So a lot of that is a supply issue. Hey, Jay, what do you think of this Elon Musk thought?
I'm hoping that it's just a little bump in the road here, but I tell you the truth, I just don't know, you know? I don't know. I don't know if I have a good feeling or a bad feeling on this whole thing. But you know, when you put a halt on this much-anticipated deal to buy this thing, what, $44 billion? You know, that's a little bit of a problem. So we know how important it is and everything else. This deal was so significant for so many different reasons. You know, we said at the time it was a win-win for all. Freedom of speech, democracy, everything else. But I just hope there's no major flaws here. To put a reversal on it, you know? I don't think it will. I think when all said and done, Elon Musk will own Twitter. You feel that way?
Here's his tweet. Twitter deal, just what I was saying. Twitter deal temporarily on hold, pending details supporting calculation that spam / fake accounts do indeed represent less than 5% of users. Oh, I nailed it. That's what it was. He was buying a lot of, he didn't want to buy a lot of fake stuff, you know. He told his 92 million Twitter followers on Friday. There you go. That was this morning. Just this morning. He's concerned about the fake tweets. How many programs are that have false or spam accounts? And because he can't monetize spam accounts, so he wants real accounts and how much he can actually make on this.
Ah, okay.
There you go.
You nailed it right there. So listen, we'll see what happens. Does it get cleaned up and everything else? We'll see. I think it will. A storyline this morning, without question, in discussion. Mr. Ferrantino, we'll see what today brings.
Thank you. Have a good day. Have a good weekend. Yeah,
you too.